PHOÖ International. Studierende und Lehrende der Pädagogischen Hochschule Oberösterreich blicken über den Tellerrand und berichten von ihren Erfahrungen. Ein Podcast produziert von Maria Michelmann und Christian Kogler. This is another episode of the PHOÖ International Experiences Podcasts. And today my guest is Melike. She comes from Antalya in Turkey, a long-time partner of Pädagogische Hochschule Oberösterreich, Melike. Melike, what is kind of, who are you, what is your line of profession and why are you here?
I'm Melike. I'm working at a counseling department at Akdeniz University in Antalya. I'm giving lecture on counseling theories, gender studies, marriage and family studies, both undergraduate and graduate level. I'm so happy to be here. I want to share my experience and to coming here is too helpful for me to experience new things, and I come here and work with primary students, primary teachers, candidates. And we talk about inclusive education and self-care strategies for prevent teacher burnout and learning conditions with technological changes. This so impressive for me, talking about these issues and learn the students' experiences from international perspective. I'm so happy to be get this change, this chance.
Yeah, Melike, I'd like to get back to this burnout problem, teacher burnout problem. I just saw that you also met some students here who are actually incoming students at Pädagogische Hochschule Oberösterreich this semester, coming from Antalya to Linz. They are primary teacher education as well. So you teach in primary, you kind of teach burnout prevention in primary teacher education. Did I understand that correctly?
I teach this issue, but in my country, I'm studying with counselor candidates, school counselor or mental health counselor. But burnout is widespread issues for all professionals, I think. And teaching is a hard issues, and everyone will need to prevent to burn out. I hope it will be helpful for all students to talk about how they protect their mental health and well-being in their personal or professional life.
I don't have data for Austria, but I just hear a lot about teachers being in burnout in this country. How would you say that for Turkey? Is that a big issue there as well?
Yes, I think teaching is sometimes teaching is sometimes can be challenging, but in Turkey, there are lots of issues we need to make arrangements in classroom or in administrative perspective, and sometimes our life may be more stressful according to economical reason. Or health problems, maybe our workload. We had to study for long hours sometimes. So burnout is crucial, I think, all professional.
Because you were speaking about school counselors, is there a school counselor, a mental health counselor in every school? Like, I know in some countries people or schools have that. I think I talked to somebody from, I think it was Greece recently, I'm not totally sure anymore, who actually said that they have a counselor, like a psychologist in every school, like permanently. Is that the same in Turkey?
Yeah. Not every schools, but mostly we have a school counselor in public schools at all levels. We have approximately one counselor working with 14-15 students, but it's too crowded for a professional. We aim to decrease the number of school counselors which that working in schools.
Is that for budget reasons, like in all countries, saving money?
Of
or
course. And some politicians. And we have a counselor working to be worked in schools, but not yet. Every schools we don't have a counselor.
Well, I hope every education minister in Europe will listen kind of to this. And because I really think that very often money is saved at the wrong place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you are a trained psychologist, is that correct?
I'm a graduate counselor education with three levels, and I have a master degree on gender studies. I'm a counselor, I'm a supervisor, and I'm an academician at university.
How strong is the issue of gender studies in Turkey? Because here I'd say there are several interpretations from my perspective. There is an official interpretation where people say what everybody thinks is right. And then there is the level what people really think. And I'm not totally sure if that is always the same. Yeah. So how would you see it for Turkey?
There are several improvements about gender equality. But now still we need to some changes or all of the areas of life. Turkey is the first country that woman has a vote right. I appreciate Atatürk for this option chance. But we need to big movements still about gender equality. Especially women are, women can be easily apply any program of university, and there are lots of women students, lots of women academicians in university now. But maybe in business life, there are still not non-equality practices about maybe income and workload. And still, there is no enough women to be in politics area. There are no women. Mostly there are men, and but in education I think we are good to provide equal options or chance to all women and men students.
You were working here with our colleague Raphael Oberhuber, so what did you do while you were here?
Dr. Raphael is so productive teacher, I think, and He's so clever and he did good job in his hospital clinic. He's working with heart disease children, and he do excellent things to educate and teaching something this child. Both teaching, both psychological help. He did the best, I think. It's so impressive for me to see the hospital clinic and the educational area of children with disabilities or some disease. This experience, the best impressive things in here.
So, and for you, kind of, what will you take home? What is the benefit for you of this visit?
Dr. Rafael said, don't give up, please. Try and try to fulfill your dream. I gain an international perspective about inclusive education, and I saw the students has already a plan for their self-care needs, and I realized that we need to support our students more in this perspective. Our students experience more stress, I think, when I see in this school and classroom environment. I realized our students more anxiety. Experience more anxiety and stress about all educational or personal life.
Okay, thank you so much, Melike, for this little chat we had for our PHOÖ International Experiences podcast. And yeah, stay tuned with us and look forward to the next episode. Thank you for listening. Das war PHOÖ International. Abonniere und sei dabei.